you've been talking about this. We've been talking about it a lot on this program, especially today, about the message being sent from your level, from the federal level, from the municipal level, that we need to all do a better job of staying home.
It is, and I understand, John, you start going a little squirrely in the house if you're in there for a few weeks, and it's a beautiful, it was a beautiful weekend, people want to get out, but when I, you know, getting calls from my MPPs around the province, they were saying the beaches were packed, the parks were packed, and it just doesn't help the situation. We have to slow the spread of this, and we have two choices. We either go the way of Italy and Spain, or we go the way of South Korea and, let's say, Germany, that got ahead of this, and that's our goal, is to make sure that we bend the curve downwards instead of upwards.
It's proof that it's working in those places that you just mentioned. It's proof that it's not working in the United States. It seems that we're having a tough time still getting the message out that staying home is the number one priority.
Yeah, well, I always say we have the greatest people in the world in the province here, and the vast majority of people are listening. We got a few folks that want to go out and bring their kids to the park, and I have four kids. I get it, but you just can't. Those same kids are going to be sharing swings and slides, and it moves rapidly, as we've seen. That could rapidly through Thunder Bay.
Absolutely.
Heartbeat.
Yeah. Listen, one last thing, and I know you have other interviews lined up and not a lot of time, but one of the last things I wanted to talk about and get your sense from in regards to testing, COVID-19 testing in Ontario is fairly far down the list as far as tests per 100,000 people go. I know that your team is working hard on making sure that testing is getting out and that we're getting as much out as we can, but what's your plan on increasing that and trying to get as many people tested as possible?
Well, one of our biggest challenges was getting this reagent fluid. So they have the swabs that they test you, and then they put into this reagent. The good news is the Ministry of Health has come up with our own reagent, and I've always said we can produce anything here in Ontario, and sure enough, with great minds and ingenuity, they've come up with the testing, so we'll be able to have a lot of this reagent over the next week or so. We've also ended up going out and buying 900,000 kits. It's called Spartan kits. So rather than going into a lab and waiting a few days to get results, these are immediate results within minutes. Health Canada is going through the process of expediting approval on it, and it should be approved in the next day or so. And then we're going to get the 900,000 kits. We have to surge the system. And I'm no expert in healthcare. I listen to our health experts. But any country, as you were saying, John, that surges the system, be it South Korea or Germany, test as many people as possible. That's where we can slow the spread on this COVID-19.
Listen, I have to let you go. I know that you're busy. Before you go, take off your premier hat for a second. How are you doing, Mr. Ford, and your family? This is a tough time for everybody, and we're just average folk trying to get through. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. I really am. I'm feeling well. You know, everyone, nothing compared to the frontline healthcare workers.
For sure.
Get a few hours sleep, but they get probably no sleep. I just want to give them a shout out. I want to thank our first responders, frontline healthcare workers, and all the great people up in Thunder Bay. And John, I have to give you a shout out. Incredible leadership. We have friends up in Thunder Bay, and they always listen to 99.9. And just we couldn't do it without folks like yourself and the media getting the message out to make sure they social distance and you know, stay at home. So thank you for your leadership. You're an absolute champion. And next time I'm up in Thunder Bay, I can't wait to, once we get through this, come by and go into the studio. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Premier Ford. That means a lot. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for your time today, sir. Let's do it again in a couple of weeks and get caught up.
Look forward to it. Thanks so much. And God bless the people of Thunder Bay.
Thank you. Stay healthy, sir.